Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
This is Todd Brow with Senior Insurance Marketing with the SimCast. And today, our edition, we have the Vice President of Life and Annuities with Integrity Marketing. We have Mark Steuben. Mark has been in the industry for quite some time. And Mark, welcome to our podcast today. And kind of tell us a little bit about more of your background and kind of go from there.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure to be here with everyone. Been in the business now almost 25 years. Started my career with you back in the mid-90s at Lincoln Benefit Life. Yep. Then went to at Emeritus and led sales with different channels at Transamerica and Assurity Life before coming over and joining the group at Integrity Marketing. So spent my whole career in life insurance right out of college. So it's been a journey.
And also, both you and I have experienced life insurance and annuity. The industry has changed quite a bit over the years as well, too. From I remember when I started at Lincoln Benefit Life, there was only our annuity application was a half a piece of paper, and that was it. And now it's like quite a few pieces of paper due to all the regulations and everything like that. So I know we basically our background is life and annuities, and you know. Let's talk about life insurance, of how important is life insurance, and kind of tell me how important life insurance is to you and also to the other people that, you know, maybe might not need have life insurance that really do need life insurance.
That's a great question. And life insurance is very important to me. It's one of the things that I can go back to the early days growing up as a kid and watching my parents meet with agents at the kitchen table and doing their planning. And so I've always been around it, but I look at the aspect of, for me, it's really important in my life to do it because I love my family. I've got young kids. I want to make sure regardless if it's a need for income replacement or final expense, whatever that is, that if something happens to me and I'm not here, that they're taken care of and that, the kids can go to college and still follow their dreams. So it's really important to me. But I think one of the things that's really had an impact on me in my life is that my parents died in 2016, 6 months apart from each other. And I had done some planning for them. And one of the things that growing up, my brothers are 15 and 17 years older than me. So I think I was... came after a few whiskey sours after a polka dance that happened in the 70s. But my brothers and I didn't get along because of that age difference. And even my two older brothers that were close didn't get along. So we struggled our whole lives. And one of the things that when my mom was close to passing, she brought us all together and said, I really want you guys to get along. And I think the greatest, we all looked at each other, nodded and said, oh yeah, we'll do that. But I don't think any of us believed it because we had it for 50 years so far. But one of the things that I think brought us together was that she loved us enough and took care of final expenses. And when they passed, it allowed us to grieve, grow closer together, not worry how things were going to get handled and taken care of. And to this day, I have a very close relationship now with my brothers, which I never had. And my middle brother plays grandpa to my kids and takes over that role. And it's just a blessing that it wasn't a big amount of life insurance, but it's $1 million to me because it brought my family together. So I think that there's so much power in that product. And unfortunately, I think one of the things that we don't do often enough is to share those stories and talk about why the power of that product exists. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the ability to have income replacement or tax avoidance or filing expense, that at the end of the day, no matter what it is you're doing it for, you've got to set that need that you love somebody enough to take care of it. You love your business enough to pass it on to others. You love your family enough to keep a farm in the family or to replace income or let your kids go to college and still do those things. And I think that we need to bring that emotion back. We don't sell something tangible, but what we sell is the hope of having things continue long into the future when you're gone. And so it's just an important part of my life and my planning. And I see it as a, I see it in my house as an obligation for me to really help take care of my family so that they can still continue to have the lifestyle and do the things they want long after I'm gone.
And I've never heard of that story of, you know, connecting together, you know, after, you know, a loved one has, you know, been deceased. Usually it's, I've seen it the other way, you know, happening as well too. But that's a, wow, a very touching and moving story. I love it. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think, you know, life insurance is boring, but yeah, it is. But also, like you said, it helps when that loved one is gone to help, you know, I've seen it help, you know, fund kids' college. I've seen it help fund, you know, the wife stayed home for the rest of her life and take care of the kids and that enough money to do that. And also I've seen some family farms saved by life mm-hmm. insurance because basically they have this, you know, inheritance tax that they need to pay and they don't have the money. And I've seen some where they, you know, didn't have life insurance or didn't have the money to pay for the tax, the inheritance tax, had to sell the farm to just pay for it. Right. And then I've seen other situations where they had life insurance to pay for that tax. And also we got to talk about life insurance is most life insurance policies avoid probate in most cases. Yeah. And also it's a tax-free death benefit.
Tax-free. Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what a lot of people think that I've talked to that you have $100,000 death benefit, just say, but oh, I'm going to get taxed on it. No, you get that like right away. Mm-hmm. You know, after fill claims paperwork and stuff like that. And I think that is another story that, you know, needs to be heard as well. And also for businesses too.
Yep.
You know, I know you could, if you have a story about, you know, how a business has been saved or how it's been passed on to any family. Do you have any stories on that?
Well, I've had friends have businesses and, you know, where one of them was, he was about 43 when he passed away, but had a smaller business, but had a key employee and stuff that he had bought some key man insurance on and was able to then their family and his wife was not involved in that business. Mm-hmm, and yeah. So she was able to keep doing what she had, but they were able to use that insurance to help the next person come in line and keep that business afloat and still have it. And that, you know, for that, for him, you know, he died way too soon, but that business was like his baby. I mean, that was so important to him, but if he hadn't planned properly for that and structured it, his wife didn't want to run that business, didn't know about the business. And it would have caused a lot of problems. And I think that legacy then kind of stayed on for him, even when he's gone, that his name's still out there and that business is still viable today. And I just think, and again, that comes back to the fact that was so important to him that he wanted to take care of it. And luckily he did. And unfortunately, we don't see a lot of people at that age do that.
Exactly.
And we see the GoFundMe have to happen, or we still pass hats at church mm-hmm. many Sundays sometimes for families or do fundraisers. But he had the forethought to do that and keep his family even in. And it didn't stay in the family, but it still went to somebody that cared enough about that business, still running it today. And that's been probably 8 or 10 years ago.
Wow. Wow. So, and it just all because of life insurance.
Of life insurance.
That's kept, you know, so basically his legacy is now being carried on, you know, with his business that he really had passionate for. And also individuals' legacy can be carried on, you know, by helping the family out, you know, as I mentioned before, helping college, fund college and help, you know, the spouse stay at home. Another one is the charitable giving as well too, using life insurance. If you have a single premium, if you have any examples on that, I know I ran into, I had a lady, that, had $20,000 and, wanted to give it to, the local Humane Society and the church. Mm-hmm. And, cause she didn't have any kids and I think the kids were all passed away, unfortunately, before she did, and, wanted to give away and putting into a life insurance. I think the the death benefit was like $35,000. And she was kind of contemplating of whether to do that or not. And she said, well, I'd only have $20,000. But I said, but if you put it into a life insurance, you have $35,000, which is passed on and divided up half and half to the Humane Society and the church and that. So, which is another powerful way of giving as well, too, in that.
And sometimes we get caught up in the amounts of the insurance, but at the same time, anything, it was meaningful enough to that person mm-hmm. to want to leave something behind that is a remembrance of that. And I think that is the power of all that, you know, whether it's a $10,000 death benefit for final expense or $10 million for an estate, the amount's meaningful to that person in relative terms that there's still power behind it. And so I think sometimes we get, sometimes we think, well, it's not enough, so why bother? But there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I always encourage individuals, to buy life insurance when you're young, and instead of waiting to my age and that, it's more expensive, if you buy it young, it's, much cheaper if a term guaranteed universal life, whole life or index universal life as well too. So kind of with that, with the difference of the products for life insurance, I always tell people term insurance is like running, purchasing like a GUL or whole life or an IUL, index universal life, is more like owning a home. You have that equity built in. It kind of what's your take on describing the different products?
No, that's a great way to position own versus rent. I mean, because with term, unfortunately, most people die after that term, but I think people realize that it's a cheap way to help cover premature death for sure.
Sure.
So, but I like the, I love the analogy of, to me, when you set the need for insurance, then you have that discussion of, do you want to rent or own type of a plan? And if you own, do you want something that has guaranteed returns, has some potential for upsides, and just try to help position that. But I think we have to also think about one of the top reasons that people don't buy is that they're sometimes then presenting so many options that they're not sure that they don't want to make the wrong decision. Because when you're presented so many different choices, you think about it, you overanalyze it, and then you don't buy at all. And I think that's the worst thing that could happen. And I'm terrible at that. I tell my wife I'm very decisive. You give me two options, I can pick one. Mm-hmm. But and she spends countless hours up to that point getting it down to two. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things that we have to do is to try to simplify that process for the consumer and then help them navigate by just asking questions. And that's going to lead to the product. And then if we do enough questions and due diligence with it, it's going to make that process much easier. But we're very blessed to have all the products. When you and I got in the business, we didn't have all those options.
We didn't know.
Current assumption, and term, and we fax term quotes all day.
Yeah.
And now we have guaranteed universal life and index life with guarantees. And we are really lucky as consumers today to have all the options we do. And quite honestly, it's pretty hard to make a bad choice when we have so many good options that, 20 some years ago, we didn't have that.
No, we didn't. I think it was 7, 10, 15, 20 year term. We had or an ART. We had that. Yeah. Decreasing term.
Decreasing term. Forgot all about that.
So kind of with term is great. It's kind of a short term running, basically. Mm-hmm. Go back to the analogy. But I've seen it where individuals will want a 30-year level term. To me, in my mind, I wanted to get your thoughts on it. If you're going for a 30-year level term, and maybe it's a short need, but I've seen it so many times after the term period is over, they need more coverage.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes the individual is not insurable. The conversion privilege that's on a term, most term policies it's usually gone by that time. So they're really out of luck and they got to just pay for that increasing term premium every year after the level term period is over. I always encourage agents to look at a guaranteed universal life. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a hybrid, I call it. It's got the characteristics of a level term. It's got characteristics of a universal life too. And it's a fairly cheaper premium than a whole life policy. Because, I mean, if you're going out 30 years, you might as well just spend, it's a few more bucks more a month, granted. But then you know you have that that peace of mind that it's guaranteed for the rest of your life, as long as you pay that level premium. Kind of your take on that, Mark?
I think you're right on, because I think when you get in that longer duration term for a little bit more, a GUL is a perfect option. You know, and most of the time people buying 30-year term are in their 40s, so that may take them to age 70. Mm-hmm. But the world has changed too. I mean, look how many people that are getting older and kids are moving back with them, adult kids. How many mm-hmm. people are taking care of grandkids?
Yeah.
How many of us, I did it, my brothers and I did it for a while, but how many of us are taking care of our parents?
Yeah.
That there's obligations there that didn't happen, I don't think as much in the past, that it's to me, if you can do it and you can stretch yourself a little bit, I think you're always better off getting something like a GUL. And like you said, that is the good hybrid bridge between using something to build cash value and going to a whole life or an index product. But I think the GUL product was one of the best things that ever happened to our industry.
Yeah. Or an IUL that has guarantees.
Or an IUL with a guarantee.
Exactly. Yes. You know, there's great opportunities there as well too. Just because, we're seeing, and I can't remember the statistic off the top, but we're seeing more individuals that are passing away, that are leaving debt behind, that their loved ones, sons, daughters, grandchildren, whatever, having to pick up the tab. And sometimes they don't have the money to do that, because they're still in that earning type phase and, have mortgages, kids in college or whatever. Again, another need for life insurance to help pay for your final bills, basically, in that.
Well, if you think about half of Americans in the U.S. have saved less than $10,000. So if you have debt and you pass that on to a child, most of the time they can't do it. They are trying to survive and don't have the ability to make that work. And so it's quite a burden that's passed down to other generations.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of, with the GUL, we kind of talked about, for a few bucks more a month and, you get that guaranteed universal life level death benefit, guaranteed coverage, up until 121. How many people do we know? I know like three people that are now have turned 100, Yep. And so basically it's just kind of like if you few bucks more a month and it's kind of like, you kind of set it and forget it. And, it's kind of like investing for your retirement as well too. Mm-hmm. You have money pulled out of your paycheck for, your profit sharing for Roth IRA, IRA, whatever. It's usually if it comes out auto deducted, it's kind of that set it and forget it. And you don't have that to spend.
Right.
So kind of talking about retirement now, switching gears a little bit here, okay, about annuities, another powerful tool that you and I have dealt with and talked to agents over the years in the industry.
Yep.
Tell us your take on that.
Annuities right now are a very important product. And if you think about it, because we're in such a low interest rate environment that you can't go to a bank and really invest money. You're getting a return of your money, but you're not really getting a return on it. Mm-hmm. So it is a great tool to have. And we also, the investment world has changed where, for most investors or most people that work their whole life, maybe have saved $200,000 or something in a 401k. A lot of the real planners don't work with consumers in that market space. They're working with people in the $1 million range. And so it's kind of a market that is kind of left on an island towards retirement. I think annuities are a great opportunity to put people in those products when they retire so they can outlive their income with some guarantees, some opportunities for growth. And unfortunately, there's more people in that market segment than they're in that affluent segment that really need the help. And annuities are a great, great tool for that. And again, there we're blessed too, where it used to be we had MIGAs and stuff like that in the past, or fixed annuity, the old products that we had, Lincoln Benefit, interest rates. But then when index annuities came on, we thought, wow, what a game changer. And now look at all the opportunities to get exposure to different indices, but still have that floor. I mean, we're very lucky to have the options we do for Middle America, which is, to me, that those products are perfect for.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think looking back, I think the index annuities came around, what was it, 93, 94, yeah, something 93 like that. Or four, and I think yeah. we were, I think, the second company that had an index annuity
that
came out on the market in that. And it's kind of interesting how where it's more than just the S&P 500 as one of the options to allocate your funds in and everything like that. So, and you know, annuities are great. Another annuity, whether you have a Roth or just have, you know, money in a checking account, you can get higher interest rate with an annuity. And as well, it's the power of tax deferral is so huge. I mean, if you do some calculations in comparing a CD to an annuity that's, you know, tax deferred, that's very powerful. And also you accumulate a lot of wealth. And then, you know, it's kind of like life insurance. Granted, you got to pay, you know, taxes on the gain on the contract, depends upon what type of product it is and everything like that. But still, you're leaving money for your loved ones. And yes. And I think, what is the statistic? And I can't remember off the top where, I know the LIMRA statistic, it says, what is it, 85% of the annuities are passed on to the loved ones.
Most people don't. I mean, most people think of it to supplement retirement. A lot of people never touch it mm-hmm. because that was money that they've been accustomed to not needing for their lifestyle mm-hmm. that they don't touch it. I think that number is probably right on.
And I think it's a few trillion dollars, if I'm remembering too. That's huge. And you know, we know that there are 12,000 people every day turning 65. So, you know, they need a, you know, Medicare supplement to help cover what the A and B don't cover for the Medicare. But also, you know, there's an opportunity for agents to talk to the clients about their 401k mm-hmm. that they come from retirement and where they can roll it into an annuity, whether it be a fixed annuity or an index annuity. And also, too, remember, index annuities, we're pretty much, like I said earlier, just S&P 500. And that was pretty much about it. It didn't have really any bells and whistles. Now we've got index annuities that have what, like income riders?
Oh, lifetime income riders. And you've got all the different indices out there and different financial institutions doing it. And, you know, different ways to calculate it. Was only just an annual point to point, which we, it's like, wow, this is crazy. And now look at all the different ways they can do it. Yeah. So, the advancement there is really grown. Unfortunately, that comes with complexity too. And that makes it a challenge mm-hmm. to sometimes get that consumer to understand all the moving pieces, which I think it's also really important to do your homework and work with like yourself to get, to help them try to navigate that, because too many moving parts, again, is another reason some consumers don't make mm-hmm. that decision. Yeah. So we have to find a way. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy in this business too, by creating so much complexity that the average person is like, wow, that's a lot of moving part. Can I just get 5%? You know?
So
it's a whole different environment.
Yeah. And again, back to your comment about kind of the CD, you know, people have the comfortability of taking out a CD. Well, we have something similar to that into an annuity. We have like mm-hmm. a 5-year that's or a 2-year or 3-year annuity that, you know, they can put it in for that whatever duration, and then you have that opportunity to take some or all the money out at the end of that term and everything like that. So we do have opportunities there that people, and sometimes I kind of encourage agents to maybe start out that way.
Yeah.
And then if they have some more money coming due, then let's kind of start talking about maybe an index annuity as well, too, that might kind of maybe do kind of the baby stair step graduation to an index annuity as well, too. And also, you know, we talked about people, you know, I know what, 3 people that have turned 100. And I know you probably know a few people as well, too. You know, these days, people are very concerned about outliving their funds.
Oh, yeah.
And again, annuity, there's options to help try to alleviate that worry as well.
And I think that's what's, you know, we're living longer and longer. And unfortunately, COVID brought everybody's thinking about their mentality, or the mentality of life expectancy, and kind of brought it forward because so many people lost a close friend or family member. But they also saw what our medical facilities and all these do to help people, and that people are going to continue to live longer and longer. And with that comes how to have enough money at the end of the day to do that. And then you tie on top of it things like today with inflation going higher. I mean, you have to prepare. And that's, you know, when you're 10 years ago, you look at where things would be at, you've got to constantly reevaluate. And I think that, like you said, easing into products is a great way to do that. And then continue to educate yourself on all the changes that are going on in this industry, because it's changing fast. Yeah. Like you said, when we first started, you would get a 2-page or a 1/2 page for annuity, you send in a check, we process it, and we're done. And now I've got 23 pages of disclosures with still that same only 1/2 page of information,
but I have
to sign everything else. And so all the different rules and regulations are changing things all the time, that we have a lot of work ahead of us. And we have, at the end of the day, we have to help consumers navigate it, because they are living longer. And it is something that we have to take care of.
Yeah, definitely. And that's where an insurance agent or a retirement income specialist is kind of another buzz term that I, you know, encourage agents to use, because it helps broaden their portfolio just by saying that terminology, instead of being a Medicare specialist and that more of an income retirement specialist, which includes Medicare supplements, because that's, you know, helping protect their financial pocketbook, you know, by having less money come out of their pocketbook to pay for their health care needs as well too. And that, so yeah, definitely.
And I think as agents, I think we have to, they have to expand their marketplace and bring on all these other products, because there's so many needs to be addressed. And I think some of it is, and this is just, I know there's surveys out there supportive, but I feel this way. You know, I think the next generation and future generations have more of an uphill battle than I had. And I think I remember as a kid, my mom sitting down with me several times and saying, you know, I had it better than my parents did, and you're going to have it better than I did. And I remember those conversations still vividly, sitting on the couch. Mom would have those serious discussions, but I look at my kids and I don't know if they'll have it better than I did. I think the world is changing. There's a lot going on. And so all these products for pennies can maybe make my kids' future brighter and could pass something on to them to let them maybe do something that is more philanthropic, or maybe is something that maybe doesn't have the salaries out there, but is such a need out there in the world, that I think it's imperative that I have that discussion with all consumers about all the different things that we need to take care of. Because I'm just one of those people that I'm an optimistic person, but I think that it's going to be more of an uphill climb for next generations. And these products that we sell can definitely help alleviate that burden for kids and their kids.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and that's, again, the agents, you know, it's a huge opportunity when they're sitting down at the kitchen table of helping them with, you know, Medicare supplements, moving their 401k to an annuity, to help them not outlive their income, basically. Mm-hmm. And, or if they're in a nursing home, long-term care facility, there's that feature there that can help them out with that. You know, final expense, life insurance to help pay so their loved ones are not stuck with the bill when they pass away in that. And so again, it's a huge opportunity for agents. I, you know, sometimes I can see just sitting at the kitchen table, probably not at the same time, but there's always opportunities to go back to at least sell 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 different products to help the client out. And so they are not hit financially by some of the things that come up in life as an individual gets older, as well as when an individual is younger too. There's things that happen as well too. So,
you know, you said something there too that we could talk about for another hour afterwards with, look at how life products have added those living benefit type riders to help consumers out. But we never had those type of benefits. No. I remember when we first added like terminal illness to products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then an accelerated death benefit came 15 years later. But think about how many things that these products can serve today for that same dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to talk to more people about it.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the more people that we reach, you know, basically we're helping them and as well as helping their loved ones, as I put it, and just to help them grow. And also there's another opportunity for helping the loved ones as well too, with, you know, they're probably at a, they're definitely at a younger age with maybe term GUL and help them with their retirement as well. So it's just there's always opportunities in life insurance as well as annuities too.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, Mark, as always, it's always great visiting with you. We go back a few years, which is great from our Lincoln Benefit Life days and that. So thanks for coming on board and on our podcast today. We've been talking with the Vice President of Life and Annuities with Integrity Marketing, Mark Steuben. And give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing. For our number is 402-434-7761. And we'd be happy to help you out with these products and more. So you can help your clients with their financial opportunities as well. So thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.